Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Sarah Bisram, and I am an Upper Sixth History student of Harrison College. On this day, February 22, 1832, readers of the Barbadian newspaper heard of plans for expansion of Harrison's Free School. These plans came to public notice by way of a prospectus by the trustees proposing sweeping changes to a school which had in the past afforded the means of acquiring liberal education to the sons of respectable and wealthy families of the island. Established in 1733 as a public and free school for poor and indigent boys of the parish, the trustees were endeavouring by this prospectus to expand the school in various ways. One critical aspect of this development was the expansion of the curriculum to include classics, English composition, French, history, geography, writing, and arithmetic to prepare students for the English universities and Codrington College. The trustees were of the view that a voluntary contribution was needed to complete repairs on the schoolhouse and provide capacity for 100 scholars with accommodation for the master and his family. A contribution of £50 towards this fund was necessary to nominate a scholar to be placed on the same footing as a scholar elected on Harrison's foundation. Additionally, with regard to the ordinary discipline, course of instruction, and administration of the school, the trustees recommended the following. The establishment to consist of the headmaster, one or more undermasters with a writing and arithmetic master for 2 hours twice during the week and a French master occasionally attending. Foundation scholars were to be provided with the education according to the directions of the founder of the school. Ordinary scholars were to maintain their own expenses as boarders in the headmaster's or undermaster's houses. They also were to be subject in all respect to the rules and discipline prescribed for the school and have every advantage the establishment affords. The school year was proposed to commence in October and end in July, with a fortnight vacation in Christmas and Easter. Annual examinations to be made in the presence of the visitor and trustees, and the scholars to be classed according to their respective proficiencies. The tuition fees were not to exceed £15 per year for instruction in all branches of education taught at the school, and £5 for instruction in grammar, writing, arithmetic, and French. This prospectus, laid out in the Barbadian in 1832, sought to advance the institution after it had been operating for nearly 100 years and had attained great academic successes and a notably stellar education for boys in Barbados. The Barbadian, February 22nd, 1832.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.